Amen. The best thing that God could ever do is to choose you. And amen. Amen. When the Lord was speaking to my heart, amen, I sat in the midst of a crowd like this one Sunday, and the Lord got to dealing with me. And amen, hadn't been carried to church too much, didn't really understand a whole lot. And, amen. And I kept wondering what was going on, knocking in my heart. And amen, that wound just kept drawing me down to the altar. Didn't know how to pray. Amen, I couldn't quote you John 3:16. Amen, didn't know much about the Bible or church or what to do at church. Amen, but amen, that day the Lord came to where I was. Amen, I didn't know everything that was going on. But thank God I do now. Amen. Hey, amen, I'm glad. Amen, he'll come to that one. Amen, when you think that you think that God's nowhere around, he'll come right to where you at. Amen, and call you out. Amen, and choose you. Amen, here tonight. Amen, I'm glad I'm one of the chosen. Amen. Amen, you got your Bibles on, read with us. Amen, over in the second, Timothy, the second chapter. Amen, going to read just a few verses. This is, now therefore, my son, amen, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness, amen, as a good soldier, amen, of Jesus Christ. Amen, no man, amen, that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him, amen, to be a soldier. Amen, that's all we feel like reading. Amen, here tonight. Amen, I thought about, amen, this scripture. He started off by saying, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen, not what's in me and you tonight, amen, but what's in the Lord. Amen, I'm telling you tonight, amen, I'm glad, amen, God will give you the grace, amen, that you need tonight. Amen, it said the grace of God that bringeth salvation, amen, appeared unto all men. Thank God tonight, ain't you glad, amen, and it was the Lord, amen, that brought grace. Amen, I'm telling you this evening, amen, and I'm glad tonight, amen, if you get saved today, amen, the Bible says that you're saved by grace through faith. Amen. In who tonight? In Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you. Amen. I shared with you a little bit of my testimony. Amen. About how. Amen. I sat there and the grace of God began to deal with me. And glory to God. If you got saved, it took the grace of God dealing with you tonight. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad tonight. Amen. We need to stand strong in the grace of the Lord. Amen. It seems like we live in a day, Brother Jeff, where they want Christians to take the back seat. They don't want you to speak out. They don't want you to be bold. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. I'm going to tell you. Amen. Paul said he came in defense of the gospel. Amen. Amen. I got something that's worth fighting for. I got something I've been called into. Amen. I've been chosen to be on the battlefield with the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. You said, preacher, amen, what kind of soldier am I? I hope you're a good soldier. Amen. 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 We living in a day, amen, when folks, a little trouble will pop up. Amen. It seemed like they'll just tuck tail and run. Amen. 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 The devil will get to pressing them. The devil will get to riding them.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you tonight. Amen. But the only thing that makes me and you a good soldier, amen, is who we got living down in our heart tonight. Amen. 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 Yeah. It seems like today, amen, whenever the battle starts to get heated up, amen, we got too many people sitting on the church pews, amen, throwing up at a white flag, saying, devil, I'm tired of fighting. The devil, you just do what you want to. Amen. If you ain't careful, the devil will come in. Amen. And especially if you're lost here tonight. Amen. The grace of God come to where you are, and you just throw up that flag and say, I ain't going to fight. Amen. For my life, I'm just going to give it to you. Amen. You know what? It's time, amen, to rise up and tell the devil that you ain't going to have no place in my life. Amen. I'm going to stand with the Lord tonight. Amen. We need some good soldiers. Amen. Tonight. And we need some folks, Brother Randy, with a backbone about them. Amen. Yeah. Amen. They call it sin by name. Right's right and wrong's wrong. There's a difference between good and evil tonight. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you this. We living in a day when folks think it's all right. Amen. To shack up. Amen. For to get married. Amen. Said things will work out. Amen. Yeah. And if you preach against it, and there's somebody in the house like that, there's some of their kin folks, the folks will get swelled up and mad. You know what my grandma, amen, bless her heart, she didn't weigh but 100 pounds. If it's wet, amen. Hey, ain't no girl come into her house and sit down in my lap. Amen. She'd come in there and she said, you know better than that, Rob. Amen. And if they were still there when she come back, she brought the broom with her. Yeah. You know why? Amen. Because she said it wasn't look right. It wasn't decent. Lord of God, it's time to get back to some decency today.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Folks will just do anything and think it's all right. Amen. They want you to just turn a blinded eye. Amen. Not say anything today. Amen. But that ain't a good soldier. Amen. A good soldier will fight for what's right today. Amen. Amen. We need to endure a little hardness. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. You know what we need today? We need some folks to sharpen the Word of God. Amen. To hone their skill just a little bit, brother. I love y'all's pastor. Amen. Amen. I love all men of God. Amen. And I'll tell you this, y'all get underneath them, uplift them, encourage them to stand strong in the Lord. Why is that, preacher? Because they love you tonight.
Amen.
Well, I don't know if my preacher loves me or not. If he'd been called by God, he does. Amen. Ain't that right, Brother Jeff? Amen. Amen. There's a lot of folks in it for the wrong thing. Amen. Amen. I believe, amen, that y'all's pastor's in it to see your soul saved, to see you get closer to God. Amen. Amen. I tell you this much tonight. Amen. I just say, I think he's standing on the front line. Amen. Rearing up and holding up the amen, that Bible, and preaching the Word, and you ought to thank God for it tonight, that you got somebody that cares about where you live today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get to the message in a minute. Amen. Amen. But I say this, what we need tonight, amen, is the whole church dug in and ready to fight. Amen. Amen. The devil can't come in. Amen. Where there's unity. Amen. Where there's a strong line. Amen. A defense. Amen. Amen. He can't break through. Amen. And deceive your kids. Amen. And take them off to hell. Amen. Why is that? Amen. Because the strongest the line is there who is the weakest one in the church. And I wonder tonight, amen, when God looked down at your heart, does he see that your heart is in the battle tonight? Amen. Amen. I got a dear old friend of mine that goes over to the church. Amen. You know what he said? He said he is over there. I requested prayer for him. Amen. He's 88 years old. Amen. He's a World War II veteran. Amen. And he sat down, Brother Jeff, and shared a few of them stories with me. There ain't many of them left. Amen. 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 He's sitting there and tell me, amen, how they chopped him off over outside plan and how he got wounded. Amen. And he said he didn't want to get separated from his unit. Amen. So he said, you just patch me up and get me back with them. Amen. You know what's wrong today? Amen. You let somebody in the church get wounded. Amen. Amen. Them old folks sitting in church thinks they're higher and mightier than thou. Amen. They'll take their foot and push them down a little bit further. Amen. That ain't a good soldier. Amen. A good soldier taking, pick them up out in a battlefield, bind them out, and their wounds. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. They'll sacrifice their life to save their brother today. Amen. We need some good soldiers. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. He got wounded over there. Amen. Oh, Brother T.B. Bunny. Amen. He passed him back up. He got with his unit. And I'm just going to share with you a little history mixed in a little gospel tonight. Amen. There he was. Amen. They put him on the boat and floated him over. Amen. On the initial day at the assault way at Iwo Jima battlefield. Amen. And you know what? He said they was bullets a-dinging all on that boat floating them on shore. He said everybody was dropping down in that water talking to their maker. Amen. Amen. He said as soon as that thing opened up, he said they was falling on his right and on his left. He said they was just dying all around it. And he said that the only reason that he could figure out that one didn't hit him, he had a godly mom and daddy, amen, back at the homeland praying, amen, to bring their boy back home safe. Amen. Amen. Yeah, he said he gets all emotional. Yeah. Amen. His hair starts standing up on his arm. And he starts talking about, amen, all them heroes, amen, that laid down their life over on them beaches. Amen. And glory to God. You know what he said? Amen. He said that people know, amen, what it costed for the freedom that we had to worship like we do here at home. Amen. There wouldn't be enough churches built in the United States. Amen. To hold them on the pews tonight. Amen. Yeah. Amen. amen, that last day of the, amen, they took that little island called Iwo Jima. Amen, he got shot again. Amen, amen. Two Purple Hearts. Amen, is what he could get. Amen, they didn't ever give him one. Amen, he said it didn't matter to him. Amen, he said, all them my friends that we fought from island to island. Amen, from trench hole to trench hole. Amen, he said they the one that needs to get any glory. Amen, because they sacrificed it all. Amen, because they, amen, were a good soldier today. Amen. Amen. You know what we need tonight? Amen. On a spiritual aspect. Thanks, Brother Jeff. Amen. We need some folks that's willing, amen, to fight to their death. Amen. Amen. You ain't got people with grit no more. Amen. Do you know that? Amen. You let somebody in the church house, amen, talk a little hateful to them. Amen. They'll get puffed up. Amen. They'll get mad at everybody, and they'll run off to this church, and they'll run off to that church. Amen. And let me just tell you what's going to happen. The devil's going to put somebody over there because he's done found out your weakness. Amen. 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 Yeah. And before you know it, you ain't going to have nowhere to go. Amen. Because you've got caught in the snare of the devil today. My wife sings a song, I want to die on the battlefield. Amen. You know, I love that song. Amen. You know what? Amen. They say people do. I'm pretty stubborn. Amen. Amen. But I believe I want to be stubborn in the right way. Amen. Don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I purposed in my heart. Amen. And I don't go to church for man. Amen. Yeah. I don't go to church to find out what folks drive, what they live in. Amen. But I go to church to worship the Lord thy God and Him only. Amen. I bow down and call on the name of the Lord. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some of them. Amen. I'm telling you today, I come this way to gather together with my fellow soldiers. Amen. To encourage you. Encourage you. And to get up off the pew and break out your sword and get ready for the battle today. There's a song I like in old Redback book. Amen. Let me keep on the firing line.
Yeah, that's right.
So you must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run and never turn away. Amen. Amen. There's a verse in there I like better than them all. He said, a coward in the service find no play. Amen. You know what they do with them folks in the military? Amen. Break and run in the battle. Amen. They'll dishonorably discharge them. If somebody don't shoot them first. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. I'm telling you, there ain't no place in the battle for a coward tonight. We need some spiritual soldiers. Amen. We got them over there on foreign soils. Amen. Keeping us free. Amen. They all over every ocean, in every corner of this world. Amen. Making sure that the enemy stays at bow. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what we've done. Amen. As Christian soldiers. Amen. We've sat idle. Amen. On the pew. Amen. And we've got out of the battle. Amen. I don't know about you, Brother Jeff. This is what God give me. Amen. And I'll say this. Amen. We got about lost people dying and going to hell because of what they see in the soldiers that are in their lives, that they're watching, that they're hearing about. What we need to be, a good soldier, win souls today. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good soldier is going to win souls. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read this to you again. I'm going to read something else in just a minute. Amen. But that says here, he said that thou, amen, said, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Amen. I want to say this evening. What is it that you teaching the people that surround you? Amen. And let me just say this. If you are more involved in the world and you're more involved in the fashions of this life and you love this world more than you love God, amen. He said, amen. Amen. You don't love him. Amen. And I say, he said, if you love this world more than you love me, amen, love of God's not in you today.
That's what he's saying, Brother Rob. That's the truth.
I wonder who we love today.
Amen.
Amen. What is it that we're faithful to? Amen. I'm going to tell you what folks, most folks are, sister. Amen. When they're at the church, amen, they act one way. When they get out on the job, amen, they get out surround them folks that believe like they do, they start acting like them. Amen, that ain't a good soldier. Amen, is it? Amen, I know I ain't got proper English and all like that. Amen, I'm just like old Paul. He said, I don't come with you with enticing words, with man's wisdom. Amen, but I come to you into the power and demonstration of the Spirit. And glory to God, I'll tell you this today, what we need, it's just some folks just getting old-fashioned repentance and begging God to let them be a good soldier tonight. I wonder tonight, amen, if God was fixing to hand out the artillery and put you in the battle, which one would us he choose tonight? Would he choose that one that heart's not in it? I call them part-time Christians. A lot of folks like to just work part-time and they don't get all the benefits.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Amen. They just want to be at part-time labor. Amen. They want to do it when it feels good. You know, just around Christmas and Thanksgiving, everybody gets that cheer all over them. Amen. They get that giving spirit, want to help people, want to go sing and help, deliver basket. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, it's a soldier all year long. Amen. Just not on special occasions. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. I'm telling you what, we Christians, 365 days a year. Amen. Amen. What you see tonight ought to be what we see out there tomorrow. Amen. And I tell you this. Amen. If you ain't the same, amen, out there in the world that you are when you're here at the church, you know what you are? You're a hypocrite tonight.
Amen.
God can't use them, folks.
That's right.
Amen. How many of us wants to be in a place where God can use us?
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad y'all said that. Amen. Lord, give me some scripture. Amen. For you. Turn your Bibles. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Over in Ephesians. Y'all know this. Amen. Been taught in Sunday school. But sometimes it's good to have it rehearsed in your ears again. Amen. Amen. How many of you had to get ready before you come to church today? Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. It took a little bit of preparation, didn't it? Amen. Amen. Ain't nobody want to come over here without taking a bath. They'd probably stunk, wouldn't they? Amen. Yeah. You like setting beside folks that stink? Amen. Amen. Do you like setting beside folks that don't take baths? Amen. Amen. Do you like setting beside folks that are just plumb dirty and nasty? Amen. Amen. You know what? I ain't going to hang out with them neither. Amen. Amen. You know who I'm going to hang out with, Ryan? I'm going to hang out with them. Amen. That are pure and clean. Amen. Of a good heart. Amen. Clean hands. Amen. A clean heart and a right spirit tonight. These are things we have to do. I want to read them to you. Amen. Y'all know where I'm at. Amen. The Bible says here in the 10th verse of the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. I want to read some of this to you. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong. There it is again. Be strong in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And in the power of His might. Not yours, but the power of His might tonight. Amen. The Bible says here, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. You know what the devil's come to do? Amen. He said he came to steal, kill, and destroy you. Amen. And I'll say this. Amen. How many of you want to come out on top tonight? Amen. How many of y'all like to lose? Amen. Amen. I'm just going to tell you something. I ain't never liked losing at nothing. Amen. If we play basketball, I'm going to give it my all. Me and Brother Jeff done that the other night. Amen. And we was both panting like two old men. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. I didn't lay down. I give it my all. He gave it his all. And they thought we was getting a little rough. Amen. But you know what? I don't like to lose tonight. Do you like losing? Do you like quitting? They take that flag that we serve under. You listen to me. And them men, they get in a battle, and they got a man that'll carry our flag of our great nation. And if that man gets shot or knocked down in battle and that flag hits the ground, it don't stay on the ground. Amen. You know what somebody will do? They'll pick that thing up and they'll hold her high. And they may be the first target. Amen. And them folks inside. Amen. But they don't lay down that flag. You know what we need tonight? We need some people. Amen. That's got enough courage and enough strength to be that strong in the Lord's army. I come this way to encourage you. Amen. Does it seem like sometime, Brother Jeff, you're toting the load? You be honest with me. Does it seem like sometime the whole church ain't in there with you when you're toting the load? Does it seem like there's just a few just wanting to get in the mix and fight? Folks will drag into church. Amen. They'll drag into meeting. Amen. They won't get excited about it when they get here. Amen. And most time when they leave, they say, well, I didn't get nothing out of the meeting. Amen. You know why most folks don't get nothing out of nothing? Amen. Because they the ones that ain't doing nothing. Amen. And you know what we need? Amen. We need some soldiers, Brother Randy. Amen. That's going to say, I'm going to be the one that's going to get in the heat of the battle. I'm going to be the one that's going to put my life on the line. Yeah. If anybody gets hurt, it's going to be me tonight. Hey, ain't that right? Yeah. We need folks wanting to stand strong together. Yes. He has chosen me and you to be a good soldier.
Amen.
If you've been saved tonight, and you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, God has chosen you to join in the battle. Amen. How many of you, let me just say this, how many of you have got loved ones you know that's lost? That's dying and going to hell. How many of you got good friends that you talk to on a regular basis. Amen. I know y'all girls probably got friends you talk to, don't you? Is all I'm saved and going to church? Nope. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you what we need to be. There's a little old girl that I went to school with. Everybody made fun of her. Amen. You know why? Amen. Because she was different. Amen. 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 Here I was, just old snot-nosed boy. Amen. Trying to go out with them cool girls and all like that. Y'all listen to me. Amen. But that girl there, her and just a few more, was the only ones that had any integrity. Amen. In the schoolhouse. Amen. And there's a few boys the same way. Amen. And most of them just run with the crowd. Whatever the peer pressure took them, that's what they did. But there's a few of them that was good soldiers. Amen. I heard this little old girl, a senior, stand up that day. Amen. I was preaching revival. And I said, God, I wished I'd have been more like her. Amen. She said, I'd rather walk down the halls. Amen. Knowing I got Jesus in my heart. And to be the most popular girl in the schoolhouse today.
Amen.
What a desire to have in some young heart.
Yes. Amen.
I wish my mom and daddy to raise me in church.
Amen.
I wish I hadn't seen some of the things that I saw. I wish I wasn't in some of the places that I had been. But you know what I thank God? I might not be what I want to be right now, but I ain't what I used to be yesterday either. Amen. I'll tell you what I am. I'm a chosen soldier, a child of God. I've been bought with the blood of Jesus. And now I know the difference, and I'm going to fight with the Lord tonight.
Amen. Yeah, bless your heart,
brother. Woo! What a great feeling in my heart.
Amen.
Knowing that I don't have to be ashamed of my life.
That's right.
I used to live a life I was ashamed of, Brother Jill. Amen. I don't got nobody that wants to hang with me. You'll come out and go out with me sometime. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there ain't many folks in church want to hang out with people that tries to live right. You know why? Because when you go off with them, they want to go over and buy lottery tickets. Amen. They want to go over and spend them old games over in the corner and try to win them some money. Amen. I've seen them in every church that I've been to. Come out of stores. I work all over several counties. Amen. They don't know me when I'm in my paint clothes. Amen. Yeah. Amen. When I see them, amen, come out of there, things in their hands out, not have. Amen. Toting alcohol out the front door. My God, no wonder. Amen. The devil is taking a younger generation and destroying them. My God, let's grow up and be the soldier that God wants us to be tonight.
Amen. Yeah, needs a good stroke.
Y'all believe what I'm telling y'all?
Yeah, that's right. Sure do, brother.
What kind of soldier you want to be?
Yeah. Amen.
I want to be one that's fully dressed. I'm going to tell you what you need to put on tonight. I'm going to get to the message. Put on the whole armor. The whole armor of what? God. How many of us has got it all on tonight? Fully suited up. How many of us has let the devil hinder us this week? If you did, you wasn't fully suited. We left off a piece of it. Now I'm just wondering which one are we leaving off that the devil's getting placed to get into our lives. It goes on here, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. If we did, we could grab hold of it and fight it. It said, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
He says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able, amen, listen, I'm telling you what you're going to be able to do. You listen to me. Be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, amen, to stand in that. There ain't enough folks standing. When the evil comes, you ain't got to do nothing if you suited up. Why? Because we got somebody that fights our battles for us. When little old David went down there against that giant, he reached down there in that pouch and he pulled him out of stone. He said, I don't come to you in my name. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. And he turned loose that little old stone, and that old giant, he had armor all over him, didn't he? Amen. Except one spot. Right there. And you know where that stone found its mark? Right there. And you know what happened? When somebody gets hit in the forehead, they usually go backwards, don't they? But you know, God slapped his face right in the dirt that day. Said he fell forward. Old David didn't even have a sword, so he just pulled out the giants. And you know what he did with that sword? Y'all might think it might scare you youngins, but I don't think it should. It'd encourage them. Bible said he took that sword out and cut his head plumb off.
Yeah, that's right.
Who is that uncircumcised Philistine, he said? You know, he wasn't nothing to God. Who is the devil? He ain't nothing when God's fighting your battle. That's right. The Bible said here, he said, when you're done all, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with what? The truth. You know what folks don't have today, Brother Randy? Amen. Jesus is over there. Amen. I thought about this. O.L. Thomas told him. He said, how shall we know the way? I shared this with the church this morning. Amen. He said, how shall we know the way? Jesus looked down and said, I am the way and the truth and the life. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but my be. And I'll tell you this today. If you want to know the way, the way is with Jesus. Amen. You can't do it on your own. You can't. He said, without me, you can do nothing. And glory to God, what we need is some people saying, I want my loins girt about with the truth today. Bible says, let every man be a liar.
God bless
you. And God.
Be true.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know what man's going to do to you? They're going to discourage you. Amen. They are. They're going to discourage you. Amen. You ever notice when them folks start getting real spiritual around the house of God? Amen. Everybody else in the house will start talking. Man, say something wrong with that person. Where they just cry all the time. They in the altar all the time. They shout all the time. There's something matter with that person. Amen. I tell you what, they start thinking. Amen. There's a girl's mama one time. They come over and said, I thought there's something matter with my daughter. Amen. She goes out to a rock altar by the house. And she'll stay out there for an hour or two at a time praying and reading her Bible. I said, well, praise the Lord. It probably seems strange to her because that mama didn't pray. That mama didn't read her Bible. And glory to God, amen, she wasn't a good soldier. But that little girl, she said, I want to fight for the Lord.
Amen.
We need to raise up a generation of soldiers. Amen. I'm glad you didn't got nothing to be ashamed of.
There ain't nothing to be ashamed of coming to an old-fashioned church where they still slobber and spit and preach, where they shout and testify and praise the Lord. Amen. Let me say, most of the time people want you to go to the type church. And that's what I'm going to say. Ain't this right, Brother Randy? Where you can come in and sit on the bench. The preacher never says nothing about sin. You can live like hell itself. There's never no condemnation. Amen. You feel good every time you go. Amen. Because hey, don't nobody say that nothing's wrong anymore. You ought to thank God you raised up in this kind of church tonight. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? You ought to thank God you raised up where some folks has got some conviction, where there's some standards, where there's some morals, where there's some guidance, where folks, where they care about their family and their kids and what they're doing and where they're going and who they're hanging around. You know what? My parents didn't care where I hung around. You listen to me. You know, I enjoyed that day you come over to the house. We had a good time, didn't we? You know, you can have a good time without being of the world.
Amen.
I have a good time everywhere I go. That's something good about living, right?
Yeah.
I can lay down on my head at the pillow at night and not be ashamed of nothing I've done during the day. I remember there was a time in my life where I was ashamed of every thought I had. There was a time in my life where I was ashamed of the direction my life was going.
Yes.
But I can live a life before my youngins and before my wife, and I ain't got to hang my head down and feel ashamed about nothing I do.
That's right.
That's a good feeling in my heart.
Yeah, we're sharp, brother.
My mom and daddy was both drunks. All my aunt and uncles, they was drunks and thieves and shoplifters. Well, I was surrounded by a good bunch. But God brought me out. He chose me to be a good soldier. If God loves you enough to call you out with that still small voice and speak to your heart and invite you into this wonderful family, it's an honor to accept that invitation. The loins girt about with truth. The next one is a breastplate of righteousness. The Bible said, blessed is those that hunger and thirst after righteousness sake, for they shall be filled. Glory to God. Abraham, it was imputed him righteousness because he believed God and the promise that he gave him. Glory to God, he didn't have a child in his older years. Amen. That'd be a child of promise. And glory to God, amen, he chose me as one of his children that inherited all. I don't think we realize what all we got. I'm going to give out before I get through. But I'm going to go ahead and finish it up. A breastplate of righteousness. It says here, and your feet shod. With the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, I've been in a few good foot washings down through the years, Brother Jill. There's one that sticks out in particular, the first one that I done. I said, I ain't never going to get down and wash nobody's feet. That's what I said. I said, this is my exact words. I just had gotten church, got my heart right. I said, I ain't washing nobody's stinking feet. Amen. Lord. That's the words that come out of my mouth. Amen. But you know what I was doing that day? Amen. There's an old gentleman down there had never owned a thing. Amen. His whole life lived in an old sharecrop house, that old farmer. He done got too old to farm. Amen. He come to church, all he had on was overalls. That's all he owned. Amen. Yeah. Oh, Brother Stanley Haney. Amen. It sticks out just like he done dead and gone on by the Lord now. Amen. He just an old feeble man. Amen. Yeah, these old glasses look like, amen, more like the bottles of an old Coca-Cola bottle, old thick thing. And you know what I did, sister? Amen. It come after communion. Amen. 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 And it got time for him to break out the pans. Amen. They set them out there on the table. Amen. I had the water in the dipper. And I sat there wrestling with God. I said, I ain't going to do it. You can't make me do it. I'm my own man. I ain't going to get down there and wash nobody's feet. And about that time, that old man got up and back where you're sitting. Amen. And he started walking real slow down to the front of the church. Amen. He's all kind of bent over a little. Time done got on him. Amen. And that scripture now come to him. He wasn't no preacher. But you ain't got to be no preacher. Amen. To spread this gospel. Amen. Amen. And he got down there. And the Lord said, you go down there and wash Brother Stanley's feet. And I said, oh, oh, I was dreaming. And then about that time, my heart melted. Amen. And I eased my way down, and I said, Brother Stanley, if you'll let me, I'll wash your feet. Amen. I got done tying them old shoes, and I pulled them off. His sock had a hole in it.
Bless you, Lord.
I pulled his sock off and his old toes was crooked from arthritis. He didn't talk a whole lot. He didn't say a whole lot, but every now and then in service, that old feeble arm would go up. Them old tears run through him wrinkles. And I got down to wash his feet. And I got down there washing them. And by that time, I felt something hit me on the back of the neck. And I looked up at Brother Stanley. Them old rim dashes I got full of tears. Hey, it dripped down on the back of my neck. I left here. I just left here. He was a good soldier. He was a fine man. He had a godly home. He didn't have this world's riches. He didn't have no fine car. He rode around on sleek tires. Amen. Worn out socks. Amen. But glory to God, he walked that of the gospel tonight.
Amen.
Them's the kind of people that's left an impression in my life. Where are they at today? I'm not saying y'all not a bunch of good soldiers. What I'm saying is I want to encourage you to be a soldier in this army that's ready to go out and fight this great battle that's ahead. Brother Jordan, I'm going to share this with you. I can't quit. Brother George Robson, old preacher friend of mine, I got down to another foot washing. He is a preacher. That kicked me off to washing feet. Never had been in a foot washing church in my life. I don't know if you've ever been to one or ever experienced one, but it's a blessing. And old George Robinson, he was got old up old in years. And he said he used to go to revival. And he was telling me this, I'd wash me. He said, brother, he said, I can't do it like I used to. He said, used to that old car we had growing up, said they'd be standing on the skirt boards, hanging their arms through the windows, riding. So there'd be eight people on each side. He said, going to revival. He said, now they won't even let you ride on the back of a truck. He said, there we was going to church. I got down there to wash his feet, Brother Jeff. Amen. I said, this is about these feet, Sean. With the preparation of the gospel. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I got down there slipped. He said, be careful, son. He said, my feet are a little tender. Amen. I pulled them off, and all of his toes was pointing in different directions. Amen. All crooked up. Amen. He's up in his late 70s in. Might have been early 80s. Amen. Amen. I got down to wash his feet. And he leaned over crying. And he said, son, these feet, they ain't too pretty. Amen. But I thought about these. He said, but they've carried me a long ways. Amen. Yeah. And you know what? I got to washing that dear old preacher brother's feet. Amen. The Lord give me a vision, amen, of all, amen, them saints, amen, amen, funerals that he had preached, amen, all the weddings that he had performed, amen, all the revivals that he had went, and he said, I ain't never traveled a mile that I've ever regretted. God has blessed me.
Amen. Yeah.
Them people leave some impression in my life.
Yeah.
These ain't people that we're reading about 2,000 years ago. These is personal experiences.
Yeah.
Y'all all got them.
God bless it.
They some people leave milestones in your lives.
Yeah, that's right, Brother Rob.
Who are we leaving them for? What is people seeing in us? He has chosen us to be a good soldier. God help us to be the soldier that God wants us to be. I got to finish the message. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able, listen, you shall be able to quench all. That word all means all of them. All the fiery darts of the wicked. So when you get up and say the devil's done to this me this week, and you start giving glory to him, and you start testifying and praising the devil for how good he's been riding you, what you're saying is that you left your shield of faith at home. Y'all listen to me tonight. The devil don't need no praise. But the one that suits us up for the battle, he's the one that gets all glory. Whew. There ain't no stopping tonight. I need to read on this last one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I couldn't quote John 3:16 when I got saved. And I can't quote it all now, but I can quote a whole lot more now than when I started. I don't feel worthy to get up here and preach to y'all. I feel like I'm the least amongst you. I'm just being honest, as honest as I know to be. I question God all the time why he called me. I ain't worthy to stand up and preach and tell nobody how to live. I tell them at the church all the time, Jim. You can get a whole lot better than me to preach. But I love him with all my heart. I can't quote a lot of scripture. I ain't real intelligent. I ain't the smartest fella around. But I fell in love with a man called Jesus one day. And he means everything to me. He means everything in my life, in our home. My wife was just shouting this morning over her sick as a dog this morning. She went on to church. She come on with me tonight. She had every right to stay on the house tonight. But she said, I'm just going to go. And she just over shouting this morning. I said, thank you, Lord, for letting her shout when she don't feel good. Thank you, Lord, for passing by the church house one more time. Thank you, Lord, tonight for letting me preach one more message. Maybe my last one. We don't know. The Lord could come back for next Sunday. And the thing that troubles me the most tonight is there's probably lost people that's here in the house that don't know the Lord, that God has chosen them and spoke to their heart, but they won't be sensitive to come obedient and believe on His name. I wish I could open up my heart and show you what God has done for me. And these others in here would do the same. But I want to be the soldier that God's called me to be. Not what you want me to be, not what Brother Jeb wants me to be, not what Brother Randy wants me to be, but what God wants me to be. Ain't that what you want to be tonight? When is it we going to say, I want to be what God wants me to be? As they come get a verse of a song, I don't know nobody's heart and life.